بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter we started on the virtues of abstinence and encouragement to suffice on little in this world, and also the virtue of poverty. So we're doing different ayat of the Quran and different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraging this. As we explained, that this you won't find in any economics textbook, you won't find it in any secular education book. This is something that is unique to Islam, that where akhirat is in front and the akhirat and the life of the year after is the reality, then a person is happy to suffice on little in this world. A person is happy to have a life, a contented life in this world, and it doesn't continuously chase and chase and chase. Why? He knows that he's got another goal in life, and that goal in life is to see that how he ends this life in a way, in a good way, in such a way that allows him a beautiful transition from this world into the year after. So therefore he doesn't make this life the object of his life, and he doesn't get carried away. Yesterday we see the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in yesterday's hadith. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that inna dunya hulwatun khadiratun wa inna Allah ta'ala mustakhlifukum fiha, that this world is such a thing that is sweet and green. And we explain that sweet, something that is attractive; green, something that is lush out there. Beautiful garden is green. You got crops that are growing that are green. You got trees that are bearing fruit. They're all are looking nice. Everything is looking lush, attractive. So the heart naturally is inclined to it. So what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, this world is like that. All the time it's attracting us. All the time there's some type of attraction. That thing is sweet. Get a platter of sweet meat and bring it. How everyone would like to eat from it. Such a beautiful sweet meat. Some sweet juice or sarbat or milkshake, especially on a hot day after a person is fasting, how we all like to drink it. It's so attractive, it's so appealing. So this world is like that, it's appealing, it's attractive. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam day after says, Allah ta'ala has made you vicegerents therein in order to observe what you do. Allah ta'ala has put you here not so that you get attracted and carried away with the attraction of the world, but rather to see what a'mal you do, what actions you do, because ultimately the good actions is what Allah Ta'ala has sent you here for, not to get carried away. Yes, we explained that the person needs this world, not to say he doesn't need this world, but he doesn't get carried away with chasing after this world. His focus is actually that, am I doing what I'm supposed to do as far as the akhirat is concerned? And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sounded a warning, and this warning we should keep in front of us all the time. Every day we should keep this warning in front of us. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاءَ. Beware, beware. You know, in how sometimes you go to somebody's house, they got dogs there, they got their beware of the dogs. Pasop, take heed that there's dogs there, there's something that's dangerous here. Like that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is warning us, beware, be careful. What must we be careful about? فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاءَ. Beware of this world, don't get carried away with this world, and don't get carried away and attracted by a woman. Both these things are very attractive, and both these things can cause even an intelligent man to slip. Even an intelligent person can slip with the dunya when it is presented to him, and even an intelligent man can get carried away with a woman. So therefore stay away, far away, not only from the dunya itself, but all those avenues of attraction, unnecessary attraction. I rather stay away from those avenues of attraction. Why do I even need to look at it? And when it comes to woman, وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاء, why do I need to even put myself to go to those places where I'm going to get attracted? I know that they're in the malls, there are going to be women there. Unnecessarily, why must I put myself in that place where there's going to be attraction? If I'm going to go to the resorts we're going to see all these type of things. I'm going to go to the beachfront, etc. Unnecessarily, if I'm going to go there where there's no need, then unnecessarily I'm putting myself in a place where I'm going to get attracted. So why should I do that? An intelligent person is, he'll save himself unnecessarily. He doesn't go to these type of places. So this is an intelligent person. Where he's going to get carried away as far as the world is concerned, where he's going to get carried away as far as woman is concerned, this person is very careful. If I'm going to go to the wrong sites, I'm going to see it, I'm going to get carried away. Why should I even go to those sites? He stays far away from there. Therefore he is very, very careful. And he slips one time, he doesn't make the same mistake for the second time. Today's hadith, an Anas radiallahu anhu, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اللهم لا عيش إلا عيش الآخرة متفق عليه. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Oh Allah, there is no life except the life of آخرت. Allah, Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhira. There is no life except the life of akhirat. Look to what a reality akhirat was to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to Sahaba. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the statement on two occasions. One was the occasion of extreme difficulty, extreme hardship, extreme toil. He made the statement at the time when they were digging the trench, at the time of the battle of the trench. Before that, we know they dug a trench, and it was under dire circumstances. Sahaba were very difficult circumstances. It was at night, it was very, very cold. During the day, it was very hot. Then also they had the extreme situation of the terrain that they had to dig, and the hunger that they were experiencing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had to tie two stones to his belly in order to quail the pangs of hunger. Sahaba also were tying stones to their belly to quail and to try and stop that pangs of hunger, pushing the stomach in. So it was difficult. At that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they were digging the trench, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was reading this dua, Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah. Oh Allah, there is no life except the life of akhirah. Telling Sahaba, don't worry about the difficulty that you are going through. There is a time coming when you are going to get akhirah. And the second time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this was at the time of Hajjatul Wada, when thousands and multitudes of Sahaba were there. And at this time, it was such a time when they were extremely pleased, they were extremely happy. And now, on this occasion, it should never have been that they get pride. Pride that so many people, how many of us, our numbers are so great, we are so great. The thought should never come in the heart that we are so powerful. Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah. If you think that this is excitement by seeing so many numbers, so many people, after so much of difficulty, if you think this is excitement, then remember the real excitement is the excitement of the akhirat. The real happiness is the happiness of the akhirat. The real enjoyment is the enjoyment of the akhirat. The real pride is the pride of the akhirat. See how beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned Sahaba's mind away from dunya to akhirat at the time of difficulty also and the time of enjoyment also. So this is something we must also bring into our life. Whenever we go through any difficulty, tell ourselves there is akhirat that is coming. There will be enjoyment, there will be happiness, there will be no problems. So what it is, what's there if I go through problems in this world? There is akhirat where there will be no problem. And the person is going through enjoyment, you tell himself that this world is not the world of enjoyment. The real world of enjoyment is akhirat. So he should remind himself about that also, so he doesn't get proud and carried away with this world. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.